We wanted to devote the rest of this hour to someone who has been very important all these years to Coast and to you. His name is Richard C. Hoagland, and today is Richard C.'s 61st birthday. Richard, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you, George. Thank you so much.
Good to have you with us. You know, Richard, in the movie Contact, Ellie, played by Jodie Foster, was talking to that extraterrestrial who masked himself as her father. You remember that scene?
Vividly.
He said one of the most profound things. He said, when talking about the apparatus that she used to travel the stars, he said, "We didn't build it. It was given to us."
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the same way about you. You and those wonderful mysteries of ours, you were given to us. But unlike extraterrestrials, you were given to us by none other than this man, Art Bell. Hi, Art.
Well, hello there. So the face that frequently, very frequently, talks of Mars has developed some mysterious new fissures.
There you go, Richard. Art Bell here to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, Art. How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it. I remember a couple of years ago when you went through a big flu. Well, I took a couple of 15-hour plane flights, and I'm just getting out of it now. I really had a bout with it. But 61 years old, you're ahead of me.
And I'm going to stay ahead of you, unfortunately.
There you go. Congratulations, Richard. Really, I mean it. You've been, as George just said, you've been given and, you know, to the program, and you've been sort of a fixture now for, my God, how many years?
It's been not long enough. You know, guys, without you interacting the way you do, pulling information out, presenting it the way you do, none of this would have worked, and I would have had a very, very boring time doing this. So I want to thank you guys.
Well, thank you. Without this program, this kind of information simply wouldn't be out there, period. So that's absolutely true.
Well, I wish you well, Art, on your new adventure. I kind of envy you, because doing this show from halfway around the planet is something that has never been done before, and you're the guy to do it.
God, it's exciting, Richard. It really is exciting. And hopefully I'll have an opportunity to interview you, aged as you may be.
Well, I'll have to put my cane up and, you know, limber up a little, but I'll try to muster up to it.
All right, buddy. Congratulations again on making 61.
Thanks, and hopefully I'll be around for a while.
Hopefully we both will. Take care, my friend. And George?
Yes, sir.
I think we've got perhaps a date tomorrow evening. Of course, I missed this last weekend because of the flu, and I want to update the audience. So if you can cut a little time aside tomorrow evening early in the program, we'll do that.
You got it. We'll talk to you then, Art.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Thanks, Art.
See you later, George.
Okay, all right. Now, that I wanted is just a little bit of a surprise for you, Richard.
That was a surprise.
I know how important that was. I want to read you an email I got in from Kevin out of Arizona. He says, "Hi, George. Because today is Richard C.'s birthday, please allow me to offer what I believe may be his greatest contribution and his lasting legacy, which is his unique and unparalleled ability to get people to open their minds to the possibility of something that they might not otherwise even imagine could be possible. Such is the testament to the power of imagination of what could and what may actually be. In this regard, I'm reminded of Einstein's quote, 'Imagination is more important than knowledge.'" And that's from Kevin out there in Sholo, Arizona. That is you, Richard C.
Well, I'm really glad that Kevin is out there, because there's a lot of Kevins, and they're basically the folks that keep us going. I mean, when you're trying to present information that the culture as a whole doesn't even understand is available, and certain parts of the culture are working very hard to keep from being available, it's this audience, George, that you and Art have brought along, this incredible national campfire, as I think I've called it a couple of times, that really keeps those of us who are at the cutting edge of trying to push back this envelope and make available what is being hidden, that basically keeps us going. So, Kevin, thank you so much.
I feel like this is your life.
You know, I said to Robin earlier, if he does a Ralph Edwards on me, I'm going to really get him at some point.
I was looking for a 99-year-old guy who would have claimed to have been a dear relative of yours or something.
Oh, you mean like the interview last year with a certain friend of ours?
Uh-huh, when Cronkite called in.
Yes.
Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on the air with Richard C. Hoagland on his birthday. Hi there.
Good evening, George. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening.
This is one of your neighbors from the east side of the mountains.
Well, welcome to the show, and why don't you wish Richard a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Richard. I just wanted to tell you thank you for the way you bring everything to us in layman's terms where we can understand it, and your bulldog tenacity. Once you get a hold of a story, you hang on to it and don't get sidetracked. And I want to thank you from all the coast-to-coast listeners, and happy birthday and another 30.
Thank you so much.
Great. Hey, did you see where NASA's thinking now of getting rid of the shuttle by 2011?
Yes, I've heard that story. I've also heard another story that it may be much sooner. And maybe in the next week or two when we do another update, I can fill you in on some of our sources that are giving us a little different perspective, George.
Richard, we're going to go now to another person whom I admire greatly. He is a world-renowned author. He is a host in his own right on Dreamland. He is married to a wonderful woman by the name of Anne, and he wants to wish you a happy birthday, Whitley Strieber. Hi, Whitley. How are you?
Well, first of all, 61 is the new 41. So, Richard, welcome to the next 20 years of your life.
You know, you're absolutely right, Whit. I was thinking earlier tonight, every time, you know, we have one of these things once a year, you kind of take stock of your life and where you are and how you feel and what you've done and what you want to do. And it's really true. All of us in this generation, you, me, Art, George, we're really about 20 years younger phenomenologically than our parents or our grandparents. I mean, I remember my dad at my age, and he was not doing the things I'm doing, not because he didn't want to, but because he basically couldn't. And when I think of my grandfather, you know, I see him in the same light. The physics, as I've said on this show many times, is changing, and we are actually all a lot younger biologically than our chronological ages. And thank God for that, because I have a heck of a lot left to do that I'm going to do.
Well, you still have more hair than I do. In fact, you're dead right, and there is a lot going on. You know, I was thinking earlier when I found out I was going to be on tonight of the first time we met at Marco Adler's apartment back in...
Oh, my God, that's a lifetime ago.
Fall of 1985, and this very good-looking guy was there showing an incredibly articulate man with these amazing pictures of Sedonia, photographs.
You know what I remember with is our lunch at the Oyster Bar at Grand Central, and then you and I going on the train to Connecticut to pick up your car, and we had the most extraordinary conversation leaving New York and coming back in.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing that's interesting about that is it was after my close encounter experience had started, but before I consciously remembered them. And the meeting with you and the seeing of the Mars photographs was part of it somehow.
Well, you know, when I designed the cover of the first edition of Monuments, I specifically asked Kinsea and Dan Drayson to create a cover for me that would kind of reach into the primordial soul of people and maybe stir some echoes of memory, because I had a very strong intuition then that this was somehow part of our cultural existence and that we have this incredible collective amnesia, as Graham Hancock says, and we simply don't, a lot of us don't want to remember that this is important. And apparently,
well,
in your case, it worked.
I don't think, if I hadn't met you, that I ever would have been able to bring the experience I was having into consciousness. I think it was an essential meeting.
Wow.
And I'll never forget it.